Hello and welcome to our podcast where we're going to talk about student life. So basically the everyday life of a student in Düsseldorf. This is Peter and with me is Laura. We're both students of English at the University of Düsseldorf in the fourth semester and I think we can tell you a bit about life as a student after almost 2 years, right?
Right.
So we've talked a bit before this podcast and you told me you moved to Düsseldorf after a while. Why is that?
It's because it took me too long to go to university and back home. As a mother, I couldn't afford to waste 4 hours nearly every day. And I thought in Düsseldorf it will be easier to find a job afterwards.
So, do you live on your own or do you have roommates?
My daughter is my roommate. We have lived on our own before, so it's alright. How about you?
I think I would prefer living with roommates, since I think living on your own can get rather dull. And it's way too quiet for my taste. I have 3 siblings at home, so it's always kind of noisy, but I don't really mind. Whenever my family drives away for a weekend, it is unusually quiet, so I listen to music or podcasts on my phone, or leave the TV running, so the house doesn't feel as empty. So I have to commute to university every day by train and by the underground, which in total takes about an hour from my hometown to campus. And the last time we talked, you came to class by bike, right?
Oh yes, I must have been late that day, so I had to take the bike. The house I live in is from Studierendenwerk, and it's pretty close to our campus. It offers flats with 2 or 3 bedrooms, and it's mostly occupied by couples or small families.
I once looked it up online how long it takes to drive to Düsseldorf or to campus by car, and it was something around 30 minutes, which compared to an hour, it's much less. But I've heard that the parking conditions aren't that great around campus, so both has kind of pros and cons.
It depends on when you go to campus. Between 10 and 16 o'clock it's not even worth a try. Whereas when you come at 6 p.m. you have all freedom of choice.
So besides attending classes and learning, I'm also working out nearly every day. So I have to somehow integrate these 2 to 2.5 hours into my day. Depending on when I have classes, I either go early in the morning or in the evening at around 6 o'clock. But I try to start my workouts every day at 6 p.m, which helps me plan and coordinate my entire day. I see it as a kind of deadline and try to do as much as I can until then, but that's of course not always possible, so I sometimes have to work on a few things later in the evening.
Oh, I wish I had these kind of problems. My daughter comes home from school at 2 o'clock and then it's all about her and cooking and cleaning and washing.
I also try to get up at 6 o'clock or 5:45 in the morning, since I realized that I can plan my entire day and achieve my daily goals better this way than when I would wake up at different times every day. But it takes a while to form that habit, so it changes sometimes from 6 to 6:30, but never later than 7:30. I'm naturally an early riser. How about you?
I have always trouble getting up in the morning. I want to try to start my day at 5:30. Maybe that's the right time for me to wake up without having a bad mood. I've read that when a particular sleeping phase is over, it becomes more difficult to get up.
Besides learning and working out, I really love watching movies whenever I have time left, but I usually plan to watch most movies on the weekend, since I can concentrate on them better after I have nothing left to do. Then I try to catch up on movies I missed while they still played in the theater. Sometimes I go through my movie list, where I listed movies that I either want to see or that I think I have to see. For example, the essential movies of Steven Spielberg, although I think I have seen almost all of them, except for a few. Thank you, Laura, for talking with me about student life. That's it, and I hope you enjoyed. Bye-bye.